Lili Nishmas Rav Kleinim is Kamish Ben Vili Melech. Psachim Pek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Kol Shashim Mutter Lechol. The whole time that it's mutter to eat. Machel Lebehema Lechaya Vla Oifos. One can feed a Behema Chaya and Ofos. Now it's an interesting Lashon that it says Mutter Lechol Machel. Sounds like it's mutter for you to eat, but it's asur for somebody else to eat. So the Rab brings that what it means is that it's mutter for one person, which is a Kohen, to eat, but it's asur for another Jew to eat. And when this Kohen can eat it, he can also feed it to his behema, chai, and ofos. A Yisrael is also allowed to have hana. But the point is that this mission is going like Rabbi Gamliel, who held that on the fifth hour, a Kohen can still eat shuma. But the Rav says, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, the halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel. And the Rav gives reasons why we have to say behema, chai, and ofos. So behema usually takes care of all the food there and doesn't leave anything over, but a chai sometimes hides things, and also vice versa. I would think that a chai is not a problem because you won't see what a chai hides, so you won't be over by your and you won't come to eat it, whatever the shita you hold like. But a behema, you may end up seeing it, so then it would be a problem of by your matze. So that's why we had to say both behema and chai, that it's mutter to feed all of them, and we're not concerned with all these concerns. For the ofas and birds, once we said behema and chai, we also said birds. And you could sell it to a non-Jew. This is Lafuke Beishameh, Shita, the Rav says, because Beishameh said that when it comes to Pesach, a person has to totally get rid of chametz, totally from the world, and he can't have it even by a goy. If he gives it to a goy before Pesach, he has to make sure that it's destroyed before Pesach. Umutr ba'anoso. That's Pashit. We just said you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Of course, you're allowed to have hana. So the Rav says, it's talking about the hana of its ashes, that you're allowed to char it before the zman that it's aser, and then afterwards you're allowed to have hana from the afer, even after the zman that it's aser. That's what it's coming to teach us, umutr banoso. Over zmano, but once the zman passes, aser banoso, it's aser to have hana. Now, over zmano does not mean here chatzos, it means even the fifth hour, where now, during the sixth hour, it's only aser midirabanon, still it's aser bahana, so much so the Rav says, that if a person would be mekadesh and isha with this, it would be eina mikudeshes, it wouldn't be a good kedushin, even chametz nuksha. So you got two derabbanans here. One, it's not chametz midiraisa. Number two, it's not even a time diaraisa. And like the Sanctuary explains, like the Mara says in a few places, whoever is mekadesh al das, based in a daita derabbanan mekadesh, and hefker based in hefker, based in decides who owns what, and therefore even midiraisa, it's not a good kedushin. V'lo yasik bo tanur v'kirayim. And a person shouldn't even fuel his tanur and kirayim. The Rav says this is a libid der Behuda that holds ein bir chametz el esreifa. I may think that while you're burning it, you can have hana. The teretz is that even while you're burning it, with the derech of burning it, it's still aser to have hana once the zman of iser comes. And the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein bir chametz el esreifa, like Rabbi Yehuda himself says. The only way to get rid of chametz is by sreifa. The Rav says Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Nosar, that Nosar is aser b'hana, that's anish karetz, just like chametz. So therefore, since Nosar is a din of Sreifa and nothing else, so two chametz is a din of Sreifa. The Rabbanim did not learn this, because they bring a raya from Shur Nisko, like the Gemara says. Cham oimim, af mefar v'zer l'rocha matal yam. You do not have to burn chametz to get rid of it, even if you just crumple it up and throw it into the wind. O matal yam, or you throw it into the water. Throwing it into the water, the Mefarshim explain, lav dafki, you don't even have to crumple it, you can just stam, throw it into the water. And Taisi at the Briggs is that we see in the end of Maseches Temura that the Rav holds like the Chacham.